Pakistan's neighbor, Afghanistan, continues to wrestle with charges of fraud in this past summer's presidential election, and the Afghan government is widely seen as corrupt and incompetent. All this is a blot on Western perceptions of President Hamid Karzai. The World's Alex Gallifant tracks the decline of the Afghan leader's image.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke yesterday with the BBC about, among other subjects, Hamid Karzai. Her praise for the Afghan leader was cautious at best.
Mr. Karzai has been very helpful on many fronts.
That's a different tone from the one international leaders were striking in 2002. Then it was as if Hamid Karzai could do no wrong. Here, it seemed, was a man who could bring Afghanistan together after years of turmoil and war. And that's why he got the job as interim leader, says Robert Finn, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan at the time.
He was chosen because he seemed to be the most amenable party, i.e. he had no enemies, he had no blood on his hands. He's very genial and likable, and if you recall back in 2002, he was known as Mr. Afghanistan because he was able to bring all of the parties together and assemble them in his government and have them sit around the same table and decide some things.
As interim leader, Hamid Karzai quickly scored a series of diplomatic coups. He visited China and Saudi Arabia. He secured $4.5 billion in aid at an international donors conference in Japan. And he was hosted at the White House by President George W. Bush.
The United States is committed to building a lasting partnership with Afghanistan. We will help the new Afghan government provide the security that is the foundation for peace.
Karzai responded with a rousing promise to vanquish the terrorists of Al-Qaeda.
This joint struggle against terrorism should go to the absolute end of it. We must finish them, we must bring them out of their caves and their hideouts, and we promise we do that.
That kind of rhetoric earned Karzai near-hero status in the West. Even fashion designer Tom Ford described him as the chicest man on the planet, elegant and proud.
And then, of course, when he was elected president in 2004, there was again this sense of hopefulness.
Lisa Curtis is with the conservative Washington think tank, the Heritage Foundation.
That he was the leader of the time to take Afghanistan out of this war-riven period, away from the Taliban. And there was certainly a lot of hope instilled in his government. But I think what's happened over the last couple of years is that sheen has worn off.
That's putting it mildly. President Karzai and his supporters stand accused of massive fraud in Afghanistan's election in August. Karzai's critics also say he's done little to combat corruption in the country or the trade in narcotics. But Robert Finn, the former U.S. ambassador, says it's important to remember that Karzai is an Afghan leader, and he operated like one in the election.
What did he do? He got all the different factions as far as he could on his side, including some people that we didn't approve of. We liked it when the government was set up in Kabul in early 2002, that all of these groups were there at the table, when except for the Taliban, everyone in the country was there. That was good. That's how parliamentary government begins. But it hasn't developed the way people wanted it to.
The problem, says Lisa Curtis of the Heritage Foundation, is that Karzai looks weaker as the Taliban looks stronger.
If you had a secure Afghanistan, the Taliban was in retreat, he would probably not be looking so bad. But the fact that the security situation is bad, and he has done very little to try to dispel those perceptions of corruption, both of those are feeding into the widening unpopularity that he faces.
Robert Finn says that might be true, but it's not the whole story.
I think the blame should be shared. The things that are wrong in Afghanistan now were wrong back then. There weren't enough troops, there wasn't enough money, there wasn't the development of an Afghan government, the warlords were kept in place. All of these things were problems then, and they're still problems, and you can't blame them all on Hamid Karzai.
Thing is, it is natural to identify a country with its leader, especially at a moment of crisis. Back in 2002, Hamid Karzai was so much the darling of the international community that it's hard for people not to feel disappointed today. Again, Lisa Curtis.
We like to have our heroes and we like to put all our hopes into one person. But I think, we have to recognize that perhaps our hopes and aspirations for President Karzai, were pretty high.
But Curtis says the Bush administration did not make a mistake in supporting Karzai at the outset.
What the mistake was probably when things started going wrong, when there were increasing reports of corruption, when notable ministers started leaving his cabinet, like Dr. Ashraf Ghani, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, I mean, these were both people who served with Karzai, when they started coming forward and saying they could no longer work within the administration, how things were being done, that was when the mistake was made. I think we should have been more forceful, maybe in our private discussions with him, about these problems.
Public comments about Hamid Karzai's government did harden by the end of the Bush administration. Here's then Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice encouraging the proper use of American financial aid.
This means successfully fighting corruption, improving accountability, and it means Afghan ownership of development. We strongly urge the Afghan government to intensify its commitment to these goals.
For his part, Karzai defends his government's record. At a news conference in Kabul earlier this year, Karzai took aim at his foreign critics. He said, "These foreigners have defamed Afghanistan so badly in terms of corruption, but it is not as serious as they say." The Obama administration has been less enthusiastic about Hamid Karzai than the Bush administration was. In February, President Obama said the Karzai government seems very detached from what's going on. And just this week, Secretary of State Clinton said that if Karzai emerges from the flawed election as president, things will still have to change.
We are very clear that if this election results in his being reelected, there must be a new relationship between him and the people of Afghanistan and between his government and governments which are supporting the efforts in Afghanistan to stabilize and secure the country.
Efforts that, according to administration officials, are foundering. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.